gotta find a way to bring some love in here today.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let us hear a little bit more of that kind of before we move on. Donny Hathaway, and what's going on? You know, we began the show talking about the fact that I'm going to be joined by a guest this morning who is going to be speaking to a lot of students, about 200 students in a program that I started called Voices of the Elders. And these gentlemen have... kind of traveled the country, and they are addressing, the horrible lyrics in music that is impacting and affecting children's lives. You know, we constantly hear all over this nation the outcry of what's wrong with those people in their communities with all the shooting and killing and all the crime that takes place in our neighborhoods. And so it is our belief, many of us who believe that the music that is allowed to be heard by young children and is targeted towards poor children in central cities across this nation are at the root of what is happening. And so there's a project called Clear the Airwaves that's been put together by my guests. And we're going to have a conversation with them, a quick conversation with them, as they are going to be speaking to the 200 children in our program this morning. And so as we await the call from my guests, I just wanted to say, and having this conversation and dialogue with Connor, who is a perfect person to bounce this off of, young, brilliant, well-spoken, and so he is has kind of articulated things that people from my generation don't know. Connor, do we have a
We got Bernard from Milwaukee.
That's Bernard. Hey, Bernard, good morning to you, dear brother. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm looking forward to you guys coming in, man.
Looking forward to getting there.
Let's talk a little bit, man, about the Clear the Airwaves project, man. Let's talk about what that is.
Yes, sir. It's basically a project with a simple mission, and that is to get off these commercial radio stations' music that demeans and degrades us and causes us to shoot and kill each other. Disrespects our women.
Go ahead.
You know, materialism, alcoholism, drug abuse, drug slinging, disrespect and kill each other. It's on the radio all the time, constantly.
So why don't you do this? Why don't you do this for me? Turn down your radio.
Okay,
because we're getting feedback from it. And then go ahead.
Okay, so it's a project that was started almost 10 years ago when Hydea...
Hey, we still got your radio on in the background.
Oh.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Okay. How about now? Is it better now?
That's better.
Okay. It's a project that was started when Hydea Pendleton was killed after going to the inauguration of
Bernard, listen. You still got the radio on in the background. Maybe it's the cell phone, whatever it is. We're getting okay, that feedback. So
all right, let me do this.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we go to a break?
Hey, how about this?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's it. That's good.
So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, it was a project that was started when Idea Pendleton, the student at Martin Luther King Academy in Chicago, went with the choir to sing at Barack Obama's second inauguration, only to come back home and be shot down in the street at our school grounds, pretty much at a park right next to our school. And we were already with a group called the Concerned Citizens Against Violence in Gary, having a demonstration at the Ratchet Killer radio station in Chicagoland, Power 92.3. And we found out about another group out of Chicago that was doing a similar demonstration, Coach of Freedom Group, in response to this killing of Idea Pendleton and the music. They were at WGCI, so we hooked up with them, started meeting, and we formed the Clear the Airways Project. And since then, we've been dealing with these sponsors, protesting their sponsors, putting economic sanctions on them. We hooked up with the National Black Leadership Alliance out of New York City and around the country. And they were also with Brother Bob Law, also working with this initiative. We have this Respect Yourself initiative that's going on right now. We have a program called Turn It Off. This hashtag, Turn It Off, turn off any source of music that demeans and degrades our people, our women, any source of music that calls for the shooting and killing of black people. Hashtag, Turn It Off. We've dealt with the FCC. We had filed complaints, formal complaints against the FCC, which they definitely ignored us. I mean, they definitely ignored us and sided with the radio stations that play that poisonous music for our children all around the country. And we got some examples of what they still do, and what they still do today. And just a myriad of things. I mean, we just... Yeah, we can do.
So let me do this, brother. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. On the line, Brother Kwabena, we've got to go to a break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.